The biggest political issue today is jobs. The country is starving for job creation with an unemployment rate above 9%. But where do we expect the jobs to come from? Small businesses have created 64% of the net new jobs over the past 15 years. More than half of private sector jobs have come from these companies, and 52% of those companies are home-based. But in the past 4 years, small businesses have lost more jobs than they have created. 64% of small business owners say they do not plan on adding employees in the next year, and 12% say they still plan on cutting jobs from their businesses. So what is keeping these small businesses from hiring like they did just a short time ago? The National Federation of Independent Business surveys small business owners each month, and their results show that small businesses are suffering from out-of-control regulations. Karen Harnup, executive director of the NFIB Small Business Legal Center, shares the results.
17% have been saying to us that regulation is the single biggest problem that they're facing.
Illinois Congressman and House Small Business Committee member Joe Walsh says the regulations kicked up after our most recent president took office.
There's no group of people in this country with a target on their back like small businessmen and women from this administration. Every single government agency from the EPA to OSHA to the FDA has increased dramatically their regulations over the course of the last 3 years.
Harnup says that one NFIB member, a contractor in Ohio, ran into so many problems with the EPA's regulations on lead that he left the home remodeling business.
As a result, in 2009, he had 30 employees, and now he's down to 18 employees.
Harold Jackson is CEO of Buffalo Supplies in Colorado and has a similar story. His family business has shrank from 30 employees to 15 in the past few months.
There's so many unknowns flying around right now that it just makes sense for a lot of businesses. I don't say they should not hire and prevent themselves from growing, but they should be very, very cautious. It's safer to stay on the sideline unless you absolutely have to have an employee.
Some of the largest unknowns, Jackson says, are the new regulations on the country's health care.
I have a major concern over all the health regulations. I was in a meeting where they were reviewing them yesterday when I was in Washington, D.C., and I just sat there shaking my head thinking, how on earth is the average small business even know about these, one, and then figure out how to comply with them?
Congressman Walsh says that along with his fellow Republicans, he's prioritizing health care as an issue.
We are going to continue to take as many hits at Obamacare as we can, because I'll tell you something, the business world is scared to death of Obamacare.
Jackson says he's unsure what his company will do when the new health care law takes effect.
We have always provided our employees with health insurance. I would hope that the situation is such that we can continue to. But a lot of small businesses that I talk to are planning on discontinuing offering health insurance.
Besides health care, other regulations are hurting small businesses because government agencies aren't taking into account what effect their regulation will have on small businesses compared with large corporations. Karen Harnup of NFIB says complying with all the regulations costs a small business 36% more than large corporations.
It's the indirect impact that often is what hurts small businesses the most, the ripple effects, if you will.
Pennsylvania Democratic Congressman Jason Altmaier agrees that the regulations are keeping the small businesses from being able to grow.
Regulation in general, I think, is stalling the recovery a little bit and is preventing some of these small businesses from moving forward and getting their economic circumstance to a point where they're able to hire people and create jobs, which is what the key to the full recovery is going to be.
Karen Harnup of NFIB has testified to the Senate, asking lawmakers for stronger accountability for regulators, requiring agencies to research the effects of the regulations they want to put forth, and showing what other less invasive options they've considered before they put the rule into effect.
Many of the small business owners we represent don't find out about a regulation until after it's taken effect. So what really needs to happen, as you said, is regulating the regulators, getting more done at the front end, more chance for small business owners to participate, for small business impact to be assessed before regulation goes into effect.
One agency in particular that has heavied the burden on businesses is the Environmental Protection Agency. Congressman Altmaier says economic implications are not what the EPA is concerned with.
The EPA does not include, I get the sense, economic and job benefit or detriment to their decision making. They view themselves, in my opinion, in a silo where environmental consequence is of their utmost importance.
Both Walsh and Harnab have said that the EPA has been especially tough on small businesses.
It's like this big blob, this big monster that just gets bigger and stronger every day. And right now, businessmen and women are just, they're afraid to come out of their office because it's costing too much money to do things.
Right now, there seems to be a lot coming out of that agency that is really frustrating and disturbing to our members.
Congressman Walsh blames leadership in Washington for the over-regulatory behavior.
This is no accident. This administration believes in strong regulation, and right now it's suffocating the private economy. This guy in the White House has created the worst job creation climate for small businessmen and women that I think I've ever seen in my lifetime. And that's why businesses aren't growing and aren't hiring.
1 year after the Dodd-Frank bill took effect, its effects aren't quite clear, but it could be keeping small businesses from what Congressman Altmaier says they need the most.
One of the issues, of course, the biggest, is access to capital.
But Walsh says Dodd-Frank has closed the doors to lending.
It has made it virtually impossible for small and community banks, which do most of the lending to small businesses, to lend.
Harold Jackson of Buffalo Supplies says he's run into the problem.
They require a lot of security. It's not near as easy as it was if you go back 3 or 4 years ago. As an owner of the company, they want a second mortgage on your house if they're going to loan you any money for the business.
But Altmaier defends the Dodd-Frank plan, saying that something had to be done after the crash in October of 2008.
We had to look at the situation to diagnose why it occurred, and most importantly, to prevent it from ever happening again. Once you stop the bleeding and you figure out what went wrong, our duty as leaders in the country is to take every precaution we can and to take every step possible to make sure we never, ever have to go through that again as a country.
But with the unemployment numbers we see today, what will it take to get the confidence back into the small businesses and start job growth again? Congressman Walsh says that we may not see growth anytime soon.
I don't think you'll see real hiring until after the next election.
Congressman Altmaier says we have to make a 180-degree turnaround.
Until we get some confidence back in the business community, you're probably not going to see the type of recovery on the jobs side that we would like to see. We're going in the wrong direction.
And Harold Jackson of Buffalo Supplies, although he says small business owners, including himself, are characteristically optimistic, says he doesn't see how job creation is going to pick up.
I do not see how the unemployment rate can significantly come down until we get a more business-friendly environment.
I'm Brittany Brady of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.